whoever a wizard was, the Wizard of Oz has won, because.
This is Warhammer, Elias BGN, OC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apexman from FameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, today is a day you have waited patiently for. Actually, the hell with patience, it is release day. Urban Terror 4 coming your way in just a few minutes.
Let's kick some ass.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see. Take all my friends and take me too.
What a great showing right now, both in Pound Urban Terror on ETG and QuakeNet. Also on the TV side, we got about 265 tuned in, I believe. So thank you for that. Welcome to Urban Radio and live on Stick'em Video at stick'em.com/profile. /Urban Radio and heard right here on Inside the Game, WWW Get Inside the Game. On behalf of the development team, I want to welcome you to the show as it is release day, and we are excited, just as I'm sure you are, about the new release of Urban Terror. And no, for all those doubters out there, this is not an evil April Fool's joke. I was asked that by many individuals, not only today, but earlier in the week, and I'm sure some others on the team have gotten similar sorts of questions. It's been a long haul for the development team up to this point. Probably much longer for those in the community who really have not been associated with the mod in any way, with the exception of the QA team. And while it would be nice to have everyone and anyone testing, that just is not possible. But we are excited about the prospects and what this release holds in store for the community. There were times during this development cycle when the future of Urban Terror was in jeopardy. In hindsight, our plans really did not include further development on the current 3.7 version of Urban Terror, maybe some levels being released by the team, but nothing to the complexity of this development cycle. Going back a few years now, as Sid, we did announce our intentions to port Urban Terror to enemy territory created by our friends at Splash Damage, and it was not long after that we started the conversion and decided to halt development and move in a different direction as Frozen Sand LLC. If you ask anyone inside the electronic entertainment industry, they will tell you the road is not paved in gold. And I think Invis, Flash, and 27 are just a few developers who who could actually attest to that. There are many different studios, both professional and indies, who are trying to make a name for themselves with that one unique game that will catch the interest of the gamer, become popular, and take the gaming scene by storm. As amateur developers, we felt privileged to be provided the necessary tools to work as a mod team on Urban Terror, and it was great and wonderful feeling to be recognized by id Software back in 2000 and 2001, when the game was still in its infancy. The invites to QuakeCon were definitely a high point during the early years, and I know I've related this story in the past, but do you know how the game got noticed by id Software? Would you believe it was the falling snow in the level Swim by Energizer? Yes, that is a true story, going all the way back to 2000 when that level was released. And I can recall sitting in a weekly LAN party called Network Terror down in SoCal, that's Southern California for your Euros out there, one weekend, and we were actually giving id Software and Hellchick, who was in charge of Planet Quake back at the time, a tour of the mod. Anyways, back to my current thought here. There was some work put into the conversion as enemy territory was on the rise and gaining a bit of popularity and attention. Maybe a comment or two from the id Software folks about wanting to see an Urban Terror conversion prodded the development team in that direction, but who's to say? It was not long after that we decided to scrap the project, terminate Sid, and create Frozen Sand LLC. Sid was never a legitimate business entity. It was just a fictitious team name we used in order to identify ourselves, as opposed to saying the Urban Terror Mod Team. Sort of a rather kick-ass name with a kick-ass mascot, and I'm sure you have heard of him, the Exploding Monkey. But anyway, back to my thought. As Frozen Sand, we kicked around some concepts and ideas for a new game. We began development on a project we called Mercenary X, or MX for short, and the development cycle lasted approximately 1 year. Now, this was 1 year away from any sort of development or commitment to Urban Terror, hence what some of the community saw as downtime for the team possibly came across as a lack of interest in supporting the game. As it happened, we finished a rough design document and were able to put together a single playable level for MX. We provided the demo to a few big-name insiders for their feedback, and while the feedback was rather unfulfilling to the team, and it was not completely what we were hoping for, one question came to the forefront. Why did you abandon Urban Terror? Well, when we return, we'll answer that question and finish with some more information about the past and this development cycle. And you are tuned into Urban Radio. This is the release party for Urban Terror 4, as we are just, well, I'm not going to say minutes, but moments away from releasing the files to the community. We'll be right back. And once again, welcome back to Urban Radio. It is Oswald here with you live on Inside the Game and on Stick and Video. Some great support on both sides. I do want to thank everybody for being patient here as we work on getting the files to our FTP host. As we said, release should come around 1 hour from now. This show should be about, I'm guessing another 20, 30 minutes. And then we'll be able to start handing out the links. And you will be able to download the files. Right now, it's going to start with the zip. The zip file, and soon after that, we will have the installer available for a download as well. We do have enough FTP sites right now. As talking to a couple of people who are sort of managing it for us in IRC. So glad you could join us today as Urban Terror is ready to be released, as I said, during or at the conclusion of this show. So before the break, the question of why did you abandon Urban Terror confronted the development team. Well, when Urban Terror began in 1999, it filled a niche in the Quake 3 community, and during this time, there was really no realism-based mods for gamers to play. Many were still involved with Action Quake 2 or the more popular and newly released Counter-Strike that hit the gaming scene, but nothing had been created for Quake 3. So enter Urban Terror, and no less than 10 other mods during the late 1999, early 2000 that could potentially fill the void that was left that left gamers wanting something to replace Action Quake 2. In fact, we were told by an AQ2 developer that we had actually ripped off Action Quake 2 for Q3 during the 1.X series. Funny, but I recall Reaction Quake 3 doing a much better job of ripping off AQ2, but I guess that was not until a few years ago. So all the original ideas were used up, and to this day, we still stand by our development. While inspired by AQ2, we did not rip a damn thing off from anybody. Also recall writing an Oswald rant on thesixthfloor.com comparing the different mod teams and vying for the opportunity to fill that void. Somehow, I latched onto Urban Terror and a team led by a prepubescent kid at the time. He was probably only 12 or 13, maybe 14, named Botkiller, and a brilliant coder named Dr. 8. And actually, Dr. 8 and I actually struck up a pretty decent friendship, and while we did not communicate as often as we did, he was one of the driving forces that got me involved in Urban Terror. Now, back to the question at hand, why did we abandon Urban Terror? Well, we never abandoned it. We just sort of put it on a shelf in order to return to it at a later date. Once we created MX, after we created MX, we would sort of come back to it here. But MX did not go as planned, and instead of providing a working concept demo as we did, it would have been more beneficial to us to provide a kick-ass looking demo that played like shit, actually. But we decided to go the aforementioned route, and the demo did not really impress as we had planned it to. On a side note, I'm sure the Urban Terror community would have been impressed with the 12 months of work we put into the concept demo, and to this day, the MX demo has never been released to anyone outside of the development team. Now, our Urban Terror plans were to create the game on an all-new gaming engine, seeing that Quake 3 was beginning to feel a bit dated and our team was limited into what we could accomplish. Then it happened. We sort of just started kicking around plans for a patch, and now a patch, as you all know, understand, is not a full release, but usually a small file that updates the current game. And this patch was to include a few levels updated from Tub, since he had spent time and effort updating his map, so we felt the need to get these levels to the community. So that basically started the snowball effect for this development cycle, and it's funny how something as simple as a patch can quickly become a full-blown development cycle. But that's what happened when we began what we call the version 4 development cycle. The current version, Urban Terror 3.7, was released, I believe, about July 11th, 2004, and since that time, a community's been yearning for a new release. Between that release and now, ETUT was announced and canceled, and we also had the MX project, which lasted about 12 months and took time away from anything else we did. This development cycle has spent, I'm guessing, 16 to 18 months in scope, and it has really grown not only in size but in complexity. And what started out as a map patch has turned into an all-new release, which will include new features such as power sliding, the Goomba Stomp, Hot Potato. It'll feature many new levels and updated levels such as Tombs, Elgin, Thingley, as well as Casa, Turnpike, and the most recent addition, Uptown. All the player models have been meticulously updated by Blade Killer, as the new hit detection code is all new. Ares has been replaced, so gone are the Euro cries of hit, no hit. I think I recall many people in many clan-based matches saying that. I don't know if it's just their broken English or my bad eyesight, but just sort of funny to read all the time. Anyways, those problems, gone. Speed and gameplay is what Urban Terror is still about, so don't think that we've pansy-assed the game or dumbed it down. The speed is just as fast, if not faster, than before, which is how our community likes their terror. The game modes, Team Survivor, Capture the Flag, Bomb Mode, have all been tried and tested on all the current levels, including the new levels that were debuted in this release. Overall, the quality of the mod has increased tenfold, thanks to people like 27, Blade Killer, Rabbit Cow, Invis, and a handful of others who have spent many hours of blood, sweat, and tears to create what you are going to get today during the release. Urban Terror, where Quake meets reality, our motto stands true, so get ready for the new version of Urban Terror, and we'll be right back.
Forfeit the game before somebody else takes you out of the frame and put your name to shame, cover up your face. You can't run the race, the pace is too fast, it just won't last.
All right, we are back. Glad you could be with us today. As the evil Oswald has taken control here, just to let you know that this is an evil April Fool's joke. Actually, I'm full of shit. Oswald will be right there. Hey, welcome back to the show. It is Oswald. Glad you could be with us today on this release party today here on Urban Radio, sponsored by Inside the Game and on Stick'em Video. You guys like my evil voice, huh? Well, you can come back anytime just to play with you. That's right. You didn't know Chucky was the PR guy who did all the stuff for Urban Terror, did you? No, he is, though. So anyway, let me grab Oswald. All right, we are back, and damn Chucky there. I don't know why he keeps popping up. So anyways, I am Oswald. Excited to be with you today, as the release days are always the biggest day of the year for the development team. It's been it's sort of a time to sit back and let out a long, deep sigh as the fruits of our labors are given to you. As I mentioned during previous shows, but unless you're an active member of the development team or a member of quality assurance, then the inner workings of the complex development cycle might go unnoticed. And what you end up seeing are weekly or monthly updates on the website. You might hear a rumor about a new feature or level that will be included, or even contact some of the development team members via IRC. But all those combined don't really do much justice when it comes to the amount of time and effort spent by the development team, by quality assurance, in order to finish off this development cycle and present the files. I've quoted at least three gamers who are highly impressed with how things on the inside work. And it's those inner workings that are never seen, but you experience them by the long waiting periods between development cycles. We feel very fortunate to have such a great community for a long time. Gamers who make up the core of our community, to the competitive gamers who battle it out each week in league play, to support sites who continue to keep the adrenaline rush flowing through the community. As mentioned moments ago, it is release day, and in just about, I would say, close to 30 minutes, maybe 45, depending on how the FTPs are going, we will be posting the FTPs on UrbanTerror.net, where you can download the new version of Urban Terror. Today, you will have a choice at some point in time. When the downloads come, gamers who have Quake 3 Arena and want to continue using Punk Buster should only get the Urban Terror 4 release file. Gamers who don't have Quake 3 Arena and or don't care about Punk Buster and or want the extra features of IO Urban Terror, such as the video recording, the auto downloading, minimizing, should get both Urban Terror 4 and the free Quake 3 Arena replacement IO Urban Terror. So depending on what you have for Quake 3 or not will depend on what you download, the mod version or the standalone version. One of the biggest changes in this release is the ability to play Urban Terror without requiring a CD key. A standalone version was not in our original plans, but during this development cycle, it was not in our plans when we began the development cycle, but thanks to IOQuake, you are now able to play Urban Terror. And Wokili put a heck of a lot of time into creating this for all of us here, as you guys type one thing. He put a lot of time into working with 27 on this. There are a few minor drawbacks. This release should have a profound effect on the a profound impact on the community with the introduction of new blood to the community. But two major issues still divide the community. First, the standalone version does not use Punk Buster like the mod does. Secondly, you're not able to play on Punk Buster enabled servers. Does this pose a problem? Yeah, in short, it does. But remember, long before Punk Buster was available for Quake 3 Arena, all mods were played on unprotected servers that were free for the taking by hack, bots, and other undesirable low-life, scum-sucking people. And I think you know who I'm talking about. Well, Punk Buster is not the be-all to end-all. It did help stem the tide of mod teams, but they were still fighting a losing battle that, of course, they were not going to win. So in order for gamers using the standalone version to play with gamers using the mod version, they'll need to be playing on non-Punkbuster servers. Now, that decision is solely is not up to the development team, but up to the owners and admins of the server. The development team has been in touch with a coder who had some good ideas when it came to creating such an anti-cheat for the standalone. But as it is right now, no anti-cheat is available, but it is on our list of things to accomplish. And then last week, Wokili made mention of potential BattleEye support for Urban Terror. And while it won't be ready for today's release, it is in the works. Depending on the success of this anti-cheat, it could be quite possible that it will replace Punk Buster as the standard and unify all the gamers. So stay tuned for that information, and we'll make it available as soon as possible. So what else do you get in this release? Let's check the numbers. 88 current QA members, 31 previous development team members, about 22 levels of the in the upcoming version, 16 previous QA members during this development cycle, 15 weapons, 13 development team members currently working on the mod, 8 all new levels, 7 years of development, 4 male player models, Tom, Rafik, Takeshi, and Denzel, 4 female player models, Adela, Sarah, Carla, and Misu, all those names courtesy of Blade Killer. 3 new game features, including power sliding, Goomba Stomp, and Hot Potato. 2 teams, Red Dragons and SWAT. Finally, 1 coin bird, an exploding monkey, and yes, the duck. And all this equates to 1 kick-ass game, Urban Terror, where Quake meets reality. 1 final break, and we will come back here and get ready to hand the reins of power over to the Urban Terror community. You are dialed in with me. I'm Oswald, and you are tuned in to Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
Radio
ITG. And we are back. The evil Oswald has assumed control of the radio station. This is Inside the Game, and you are tuned in to Urban Radio, streamed live on Stick'em Video as well. So last week I brought you the top 10 personalities in the community, which was a rather entertaining look at many of the gamers who have helped shape the development of the Urban Terror community over the years. And while it's impossible to list everyone who had some sort of impact, we did our best. But the most important is you, the gamer. This week we return with another top 10. Well, actually it's a top 5 list. This time there's not as many options to draw from, and I was hoping for 10 versions. But as I started to look at it, I see a trend that I would not get to 10 releases. So earlier in the week, I posted a message on the Urban Terror forums asking for your opinion on the top releases of Urban Terror. Now, before I say that, let me tell you that I guess UrbanTerror.net is being hammered from what I'm being told by our host, Ghost. So we are working on getting that resolved. We may just throw up a simple index page that will have the Urban Terror 4 links when they are made available. Right now, I'm hoping in about 30-ish minutes. Yes, I know all you Europeans need to go to bed because a mommy's right there yelling at you to get off the computer and come to bed. But we are working as fast as we can to get the release out. So once we have that made available, we will post the links on UrbanTerror.net. And I won't do it until I know that our hosts do have the file. So please hang in there with us as we are working to, I said hammered. Did you hear me? I said hammered. Hammer time? MC Hammer? Anyway. Okay, so back to the show. Number 5 on our top 5 Urban Terror releases. Well, 4.0, while it... in the case of you, this gamer, it might be hard to accept this, but I am including this release in the top 5 list. Why? The answer is simple. Many problems still remain during 3.7. The development team did know this, but we were not in a real hurry to fix them. As for the future of the game, it was more or less up in the air, but over the course of the development cycle... we have addressed those major problems, those areas, including the hit-no-hit issue that was brought up time and time again by all gamers, even development team gamers, even QA gamers. So unless you have a completely suck-ass internet connection, the case of hit-no-hit has been resolved thanks to the all-new hit detection system that has been implemented by the coders. The models have also been completely reskinned with new skins that provide better visibility, yet another issue from the community. The game modes have been updated and tested on all levels. We are including the addition of an in-game statistics program that can be, well, it was going to be able to be dumped to a text file. Not going to happen now, but this could help leagues and clans and me as a shoutcaster. The levels, I don't think I could say enough good things about the levels. These are one of the things that gamers see time and time again. Levels have been created. They've been updated during this development cycle. And while some major levels might be missing, some of the potential classic levels are there to replace them. Number 4, version 1.0. This was the version that launched the mod at QuakeCon 2000 in Mesquite, Texas. Talk about an ugly release. This was it while most of the team was at QuakeCon. That left one sole individual, Botkiller, to run the release. And it did not go well, as there were two files gamers had to download. The game files and a second file that I believe had all the map textures, if I remember right. Why we did it this way is beyond me. I think it was to break up the release for some reason. Anyways, overall, we were excited to be at QuakeCon with the release of this new mod for Quake 3 Arena. Id Software was thrilled, as was the development team, to be there because we got to hang with Id and the guys from Q3F, known as Splash Damage, working on Quake Wars, ET Quake Wars. Number 3 on our list, version 2.0. At the time of this release, it was the biggest and baddest around. The development team was hitting it in stride as we had some team members depart the team while introducing some new members. There were some big changes planned for 2.0, including Ares. And the use of stamina. Now, Ares was more welcome than stamina, which slowed the game down in the opinion of many gamers in the community. New game modes were also tested during this time, such as bomb mode, but it was never implemented. I actually remember testing a version of bomb mode on Uptown, and like I said, it was horrible. Maybe it was the coders at the time, because I don't think 2.7 was here yet. I know he wasn't here yet. He came on shortly after that. But anyways... number 3, as I said, version 2.0. Number 2 release, 1.27. well, not the high point of Urban Terror, this release definitely was one of the more popular releases. The reason was simple. The game was still fast playing and had the feeling of Action Quake 2, and something many gamers coming to the mod still wanted. And to this day, we still and never intentionally ripped anything off from AQ2, but the look and feel of the game was much simpler. And yes, that is my phone ringing in the background. So whoever's calling me, you better hang up right now, because you know what? It's not going to get you Urban Terror any quicker. Oh, and by the way, these were also the days when the UMP-45 ruled. And finally, number one was, I was going back and forth between a couple of versions. Yes, I told you, stop calling me and the phone will stop ringing. It's that simple. See, now it's answering. I don't even pick it up. I know it's one of you damn fools out there calling me, because today is April 1st. Well, almost April 2nd for the Euros. But anyways, number one on the on the release, version 2.3. Now, that could have been version 2.5, so anywhere in between 2.3, 2.5, but I have listed 2.3. This was one of the bigger releases during the 2.x cycle of Urban Terror. The battlefield was dominated by the SR-8 and M4, and who cannot forget the powerful blast of the Spaz 12? The Spaz ruled and was a beast to be reckoned with. There was a movement penalty attached to your aim, and the NVGs were introduced during this period. Grenade types included HE, flash, and smoke. You could bleed someone out very quickly with two quick shots to the stomach. Casa, Rommel, Austria, all introduced. Well, I know you don't want to sit around here and listen to me talk, as you'd much rather get in the game, as we say here at Inside the Game. And like previous releases, here's how things are going to work, and I'll tell you about that right after this. I got to do a few things on the back inside in IRC, so when I come back, I'll tell you how things are going to work. It's Oswald, you're Inside the Game, and we'll be right back.
Everyone, I'm Ian Irwin, and this is Camper Hunter. Today, we have come all the way out to a remote health facility called the Bar, in search of some of the world's most annoying campers. We've heard reports of several kinds that are being spotted in the area recently, so we are pretty sure we can find some great specimens. Let me just climb down the rope out of our trusty transport chopper here, and we'll start the hunt. Right, so here we are on top of the SID headquarters building roof. We have heard of some nasty roof campers being spotted here fairly frequently. Let's take a look around and... oh, there's one now. Let's see if we can hear his call, the call common to almost all campers from this distance.
Stay here.
Yes, there it is. Maybe he won't notice us and we can get a closer look at the critter.
Enemy spotted! Fall back!
Oh, it seems he's seen us. Notice how he barked out his alarm call and moved quickly away from us? That's a typical reaction of the roof camper when they detect a threat. They usually spook easily when confronted on their own level. At this point, he's mostly harmless, so we'll leave him for now. Let's see if we can find a nasty room or dangerous door camper here somewhere. Here we are at the doors to the emergency exit of the Bath building. This is a notorious door camper spot, but I don't hear the distinctive call, so we should be safe entering the corridor beyond. Behind this door is the storeroom, a known room camper hangout.
Stay here.
And it seems we're in luck. I hear his call now. It's rare to hear a room camper cry out that way, as they, not unlike the three-toed sloth, can sit quietly and motionless for hours and even days. Normally, you wouldn't want to open this door, because those nasty critters in there would leap and attack. Luckily, I've brought along a trusty flashbang. Flashbangs are the weakness of the room camper. Now watch this, and I'll quickly open the door and toss in the flashbang. Now that the room camper is totally immobilized and blinded, let's have a closer look. Here he is.
Requesting backup.
Notice in this helpless state how he calls for the assistance of his pack. I'm not worried though, as no one ever comes to the aid of a camper. It's interesting to notice how the effects of the flashbang render them completely unable to react, even when provoked. Notice that all they do is moan. Eventually, they will whine and try to get you to leave them alone. Let's see if we can show you.
What are you doing? Hey, watch it! Man down! Man down! Medic!
Amazing! The campus communication is incredible when they're being provoked. Let's leave this guy alone now and see what other campers we can find. Crikey! It seems we stumbled upon a particularly nasty door camper. As I opened the door, he attacked and made a medium rare pepper steak out of my left arm. I've moved back around the corner and it seems I'm out of flashbangs, so we'll have to put this one down. That's a shame. But door campers are easily aroused by the cries of a room camper nearby, and there's no other way to get around it sometimes. As you can see, campers can be particularly nasty at times, but are generally lame and harmless. My scary brush with the door camper is not the usual fare for the camper. Confront them and their poor attack capabilities cause them to back down. Well, that about wraps it up for today's episode of Camper Hunter. I'm Ian Irwin, and I must get this arm attended to. Good day.
This is Radio ITG.
Georgia, he was looking for a coin to steal. He was in a bind because he's way behind. His anger for coins is real. When he came across some children inserting coins into a slot, Cormer jumped up on the windowsill and said, "Boys, I'm going to tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a coin collector too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good slot machines, but give the coin burners due. I bet a coin of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Ronnie, and I ain't giving in. Yeah, I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, because I'm the best that's ever been. Ronnie, polish up your coins and pay that hand quick. The coin burners got a blue ink and a brown for paper tricks. And if you win, you get this shiny little coin of gold. But if you lose, eat your brain, I'm told. Coin bird opened up his bag as he clearly wasn't joking. And fire flew from his beak still as he fed the thing his token. And he pulled the arm of that slot machine and he made an evil hiss. Then some half-eaten children joined in and sounded something like this. Said, I'm angry for coins as well. Then Cornbird bent all over and he said, what the hell is that smell? Down on the ground at Ronnie's feet. Ronnie said, Cornbird, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Then Ronnie reached down and get the coin he was bitten, killed on the brain.
Hey, what's going on? Oswald sent me out here to tell you he's working on a few things in the back end. The FTP sites are in the process of getting the files. Yes, I'm well aware we're 5 minutes from the top of the hour when we said we would announce this version of Urban Terror, so you're going to have to be a little bit more patient with Oswald and everybody else on the development team as they are working their collective asses off to get these files up. The website, I'm being told, is also being hammered, so we are working on a simple page that will be posted in place of the website. Way too many connections, which is a good thing, don't get me wrong. So anyways, that is where we are right now, and Oswald will be updating you here in just a few minutes as he is returning to the desk right now. And welcome back. At the conclusion of the radio show, as I said, we will post the release information on urbanterror.net, and I believe you're just filled in that the site is getting hammered, so we are working on a few other things in order to speed that up. The news post will contain the FTPs we are using for distribution for this release. As mentioned before, there is one release of Urban Terror, but for gamers who don't have Quake 3 Arena and or don't care about Punk Buster and or want the extra functions of IO Urban Terror, such as video recording, auto-download, minimizing, they should get both the Urban Terror 4 and the free Quake 3 Arena replacement, ioUrbanTerror.exe. The development team will also be around on IRC and possibly on some TS2 servers, playing Urban Terror, fielding questions, you know, basically everything we do. What else? Oh, I do know from my experience about testing this release, I'm getting very excited about getting to a few games as soon as I can. But we do ask you to report any possible issues, bugs, problems, either in a post on the forums, which I'm guessing will also be a tad bit slow right now just because of all the stuff we have going on. Or you can go to the manual, which you might be able to get to, and submit a bug form over in section, I forgot what it is, 9, I think. Or you can just email us, oswaldplanetquake.com. I will make sure these get posted to the development team so we can work on any issues that will come our way. Remember, there are many from the QA team who will also be full of valuable information, be able to use it to their advantage and your advantage if none of the development team are around. We did have some last minute levels that unfortunately did not make it in due to I'm not really sure why. Due to issues, Schminky Boys Suburbs will not be included. I believe Crenshaw will not be included. Help me out here, somebody else. I believe there is one other. Snopus, I believe, is the other level created by Blake Hiller that won't be in there. Anyways, you'll see there's still a shitload of maps for you to play. I think there's about 20 in all, so be patient. We will post the information in Pound Urban Terror on ETG and QuakeNet. Oh, yeah, P Grounds. That's the other one that probably is not going to be in there. The remade version of Proving Grounds, updated by Invis. Not sure what happened to Invis. He had a few minor issues, I guess, but he is MIA. So that is where we are. So I will update you here on IRC as soon as we get the files ready and get the message posted on the website. Yes, there it is. Spanish Flea. And that is going to do it for the Urban Radio release party. Hopefully we'll see many of you in the game shortly as the files will be released in a little bit. As soon as the show is over, I will be making that release information known on UrbanTerror.net, so watch for those links and download the new release of Urban Terror. We look forward to your feedback. You are the community. You make this game go. Urban Terror will return next Saturday as we put together the post-release show, throw some numbers at you, get a general sense and feeling throughout the community as to what they think or what you think of the new release. And on behalf of the development team, I want to thank everyone for their support over the years, gamers new and old alike. It is you who make the mod grow in popularity. Hopefully, as a development team, we will have been successful in achieving our goals we have set out for ourselves with this release. For Urban Radio, Frozen Sand, and Inside the Game, I am Oswald, and we'll see you on the respawn.
It's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.